Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل Open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Alhamdulillah. Once again, we say, Thumma Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Dear viewers, we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Barasta nahi, dekh kar abre rahmat, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Teri nasle paak mein hai, بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا الحمدللہ رب العالمین We commenced in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have sent peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, Madani Channel presents to you a topic and a discussion based on good leaders, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Stay with us until the end of the program to explore and to learn more about how a leader should be. What are some of the qualities of a good leader? SubhanAllah. And together with that, dear viewers, we have a question to ask. It's on your screens, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What was the cost of purchasing the land for Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When the land for Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was purchased, what was the value and what was the amount given to purchase the land where the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is situated? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Alhamdulillah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, as our discussion and our topic is about good leaders, there are some qualities which we should know about leaders, since Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, people out there who have become fathers, who are husbands, who are sons, every man, every individual, every person who has taken charge is a leader of his subjects. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, the summary of one narration is that every person will be questioned about his subjects. Every leader shall be questioned about those who followed him. So a leader, from amongst the qualities, dear viewers of Madani Channel, first and foremost, he should possess self-awareness. One of the most important qualities of a good leader is self-awareness. The leader needs to do or needs to be consistently aware of how they are acting, what they are saying, and what message their non-verbal communication is sending. Yani, their actions. Ki hamare actions se kis tarah ki message aur peygham aage ja raha hai. Although they may not always realize it, but team members and those who are associated with leaders consistently observe leaders and model their actions and reactions by how they see the leaders react. Always remember this. Every son, every child looks up to his father. Jis tarah mere abba hai, main usi tarah banna chahta hoon. Har bachcha ye chahta hai. So always remember, those associated with leaders, dear viewers of Madani Channel, consistently observe leaders and model their actions. They imitate their actions and reactions by how they see the leaders react. how they behave, how they are in society, how they are in privacy, meaning at home with the family. So whether a leader is the leader of a community, of a society, or of his own home, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is especially important in times of change or extreme stress. Why we say this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is because, for example, in a working environment, whereas an employer has employed some staff, so employees will most definitely look to the leader for formal and informal guidance on how they react to the change or stress, whether they are conscious about it or unconscious about the matter, and how they react about the matter. So think about how you respond in situations of unexpected change or stress in your life. In this way, inshallah, azza wa jalla, you will be able to respond. You will be able to determine whether I am a good leader or not. So self-awareness is extremely important for a good leader, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem make us understand these matters. May Allah Kareem make us humbled, because it is true, dear viewers of Madani Channel, every person or most of the people desire to become leaders. Banda ye chahta hai ki main bhi leader banu, main aage rahun. Allahu Akbar. But leadership is not easy, dear viewers. It is not every person's cup of tea, because the characteristics a person has to possess is not something which every person has in the first place. But those who possess these qualities, such as humility, it is a key ingredient to become a good leader, dear viewers. Humility is a word that is easily misunderstood in this day and age. Individuals who have humility tend to be overly proud about their work and accomplishments. Allahu Akbar. And they do not believe they are better than others. Allahu Akbar. In other words, humility is not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less and more of others. Humbling oneself, as they say in Urdu, inkisari, ajzi, to humble oneself for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, only for His sake, only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because humble leaders are not likely to take credit for the one's own work, but rather they put the needs of the team before their own. And they are strong advocates, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for what their team members need. They understand very well. They would not just turn down a person from their team lead, but by focusing more on others than themselves. Humble leaders gain the trust of followers. Allahu Akbar. This is so important to win and to get the trust of your team members. A nigran who works as a nigran, a leader who leads from the front, subhanallah, they understand very well what it is to lead and how to work with your team and lead from behind. All these are so important points, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for a leader. Unfortunately, in this day and age, leading is the passion and the fashion of most people who don't qualify and don't possess those qualities to become a leader. But the desire of becoming a leader, and once a person becomes a leader, the desire of not giving up that seat and position is through the devil, through the shaitan. A lot of people have failed this test. A lot of people out there who desire to become members or to become leaders, leaders of the family as well. Even a husband is a leader. Even a father is a leader. But how does he lead his subjects? How does he lead his family members? How does he guide them on the righteous path and protect them from any sort of evil is very, very important. Now, this is why, subhanallah, in Islam, we present the beautiful examples of our pious predecessors, subhanallah, who have left no stone unturned when it comes to giving these examples, dear viewers of Madani Channel. For example, if you look at the life of the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, the life of the Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, we look at the life of our pious predecessors and see, watch, observe how they led their own lives and how they became such leaders that despite many decades, by the passage of time has passed, dear viewers. And in between the space and this gap of 1400 years, many leaders throughout the globe existed, came and went. They made different rules and regulations for their subjects, for their town, for their community, for their countries. But subhanallah, by the passage of time, they came, their rules and regulations went with them as they left this world. Nothing remained behind. Allahu Akbar. What policies, what rules and regulations they made to better their town, to better their society, to better their environment went with it. And then new leaders came change the situation. But subhanAllah, when we look at the leaders of Islam, the great leaders of Islam, despite so many centuries passing, but subhanAllah, their name still shines in the skies, dear viewers. Their examples are given in history even today as well. Flip through the pages of history and read and study the lives of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. What a professional and what a pure leader is he, subhanAllah, who adhere to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, we call them Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, the leader of the Muslims. What a leader, Allahu Akbar. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, known for his adl, for his justice, dear people of Madini Channel. They had these qualities which we are speaking about, which in today's day and age, it is almost impossible to find these qualities in people, though we possess a little of it. But still somewhere down the line, we fail to adhere to the things that we even know. It's difficult to practice that knowledge which we have. But see how Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Park praises the people of virtue, the people of knowledge, the people of piety, the true leaders, dear viewers of Madini Channel, how they adhere to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this verse, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Allah, Allah, Allah. And those among you who possess excellence and have capacity should not take an oath in not giving to the relatives and the needy. Allahu Akbar. And the immigrants in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they should forgive and overlook. Do you not like that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive you? And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Now first focus on these ayat, on this verse, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Here in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about, and those among you who possess excellence and have the capacity should not take an oath in not giving to whom? To their relatives. In not giving anything, whatever you intend not to give. Though you were giving before, and for some reason you have abandoned or you have stopped giving. Whether it is your relatives, the Quran says, whether the needy or the immigrants in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what should you do? You were giving before and now you have stopped giving for some reason. For some reason, you felt that now I'm not going to give because maybe that person upsetted you, that person has offended you in some way or the other, and he is still needy or he's an immigrant. He's your relative who needs your financial support, for example. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا Hi, hi, hi. And they should forgive and overlook. Why should you overlook? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ Why? Because you should hope and you should wish that Allah should forgive you as well. Because Allah is most forgiving. He is ever merciful. Subhanallah. He will forgive and pardon your sins and your mistakes and your errors as well. Just as you have overseen the mistakes of your employee. Just as you have overseen and overlooked at the shortcomings of your relatives, of your family members, of your subjects, those who work under you, dear viewers. It is so important to adhere to this commandment. Now, if you want to understand the Shani Nuzul and the reason for this verse's revelation, dear viewers, why this verse was revealed in the first place, a summary can be discussed with regards to this, dear viewers, to give us a better understanding. As we have already spoken and taken the blessed name of the first leader of the Muslims, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May our lives be sacrificed at his feet, dear viewers. Great companion of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The closest companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who needs no introduction. Allahu Akbar. So the cause of revelation is that this verse was revealed about Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And the account is such as Hazrat Sayyidina Mistah radiallahu anhu, who was the son of the maternal aunt of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. He was financially in some difficulties. Yani he was poor. He was a destitute and a muhajir. He was a muhajir sahabi who migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah from amongst the sahaba alayhim ridwan. And from amongst his virtues and blessings, subhanallah, what can be said, dear viewers? He is that fortunate companion who fought in the battle of Badr as well. He partook in the battle of Badr. So Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu used to pay his expenses. Allahu Akbar. And we are all aware of the incident when some hypocrites partook in slandering Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. During that time, there was some situation whereas Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu had taken an oath that he would not support Hazrat Sayyiduna Mistah radiyallahu anhu. He was upset about some matter and he had taken this oath. Upon this, this verse was revealed that those who have religious virtue and financial ability should not swear an oath, should not take oaths that they would not spend on their relatives, the poor or the migrating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Those who migrate in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they should not take such oaths. Allahu Akbar. They should not take such qasam and such oaths that they would not support people. If these people make a mistake, forgive and pardon them. Allahu Akbar. Do you not love to be forgiven by Allah Almighty? When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had recited these verses before Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu, he radiyallahu anhu immediately said, indeed, I wish that Allah Azza wa Jalla would forgive me and I will never end whatever good I used to do for Mistah radiyallahu anhu. This narration can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 3, dear viewers. What an excellent narration with an open, holistic view about how Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu adhered to this verse of the Quran, this commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that resume, take back your words, Allahu Akbar, and continue giving your support in whichever way you did, as a leader, as a member, as a family relative. Continue doing this. So, subhanAllah, this is the quality of a good leader, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. If you look at some of the points that derive from this, this verse is a clear proof of the greatness and virtue of Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu. For the Lord of the worlds himself has declared him as one of the people of virtue. It is the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that after the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam and the messengers alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu is superior to all human beings. And this belief is established from the Holy Quran Pak, Ahadithi Mubarakah, and Ijma' of the Ummah, the consensus of the Ummah. In fact, Hazrat Allama Ibn Hajar Haytami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had said that scholars of the Ummah agree on the belief that most superior in the Ummah is Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu, of course, after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, followed by Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Coming back to our discussion, dear viewers, this verse and its cause of revelation also prove that Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu was forgiven and of those distant for paradise. Of course, he is from Ashra Mubashara as well. He has been granted the glad tidings of Jannah from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So as Allah Azza wa Jalla promised forgiveness to the one who pardons, and Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu immediately and instantly pardoned in the first instant. In the very first instance, he forgiven Hazrat Sayyiduna Mistah radiyallahu anhu and continued with his financial support. This is a good leader, dear viewers. This is how leaders should be. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Also, dear viewers, the perfection of his virtue became evident through this action, that as soon as he heard the verse of the Holy Quran Pak, his heart softened and he immediately, without any delay, submitted to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is the sign of pure iman and pure belief. One of the signs of a true believer is that when he listens and he hears the ayat, the verses of the Quran, his iman shall increase, dear viewers. It strengthens his belief. And he immediately will then adhere to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If one's iman does not increase, if he finds himself in the same place despite listening to the verses of the Quran, the kalam of Allah, but nothing happens to him, he experiences nothing within himself, spiritually or emotionally, then how can he ever adhere to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla? One has to understand what is being mentioned in order to become obedient to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many teachings and lessons we learn from this one incident of becoming a good leader. The verse also teaches us that rich and the wealthy, that when Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed them with financial prosperity, they should not limit it to themselves. They should not become conjuice. They should not become miserly in this matter. Rather, they should take care of the poor and the needy, of the destitutes, of those who require and need their financial support. Because this also denotes not to allow one's personal affairs or resentment to become an obstacle to become a hindrance in charity. As it is usually the case that if a wealthy person is helping a poor stranger or a relative and the poor person behaves unknowingly, he gets him upsetted, then all the generosity, all the khulus that he had, all the humbleness that he may have had, all the generosity and giving that he had is seized immediately. He becomes a miser. He just changes as if he was never a giver. He was never a spender. Such behavior is against the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla and against the qualities of becoming a true leader, dear viewers. So if somebody upsets you, he annoys you for some reason, you should not deprive him despite him upsetting you. You should become a giver despite him restricting whatever he was doing for you, maybe thanking you, appreciating you. Expect no favors in return. Be such a leader that you don't expect their thanks, their du'as. Rather, you give them something and you make du'a for them. Look at the life of Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. This was Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu. Let's look at the example of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. What a leader, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah, an amazing leader, an abstinent person who would abstain from even doubts that could lead to sinning. Such personalities from whose shadow even the devil would run and escape. Such believers and such leaders in whose opinion even ayat of the Quran Pak was revealed in their favors. If they have given an opinion about some matter, the verse of the Quran Pak would be revealed in their favor for the opinion they had shared and given to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or the other companions. Such leaders, dear viewers, the world had not seen. Humility, humbleness, taqwa, piety, Allah, 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 selflessness. They would be saved from greed of this world. It is against the qualities of a leader that he becomes a greedy person. He becomes a thief and he starts stealing from the wealth that he has been entrusted. Look at the leaders who save nothing for themselves. I mean, look at Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Instead of hoarding and accumulating all the wealth for one's own self, ye sab paisa hamare hi liye ho, hamare ghar walon ke liye ho. And then we stash the money, we keep that wealth at different places, hiding them from the public, hiding them from the world. And shaitan takes full advantage of our hearts. He controls the qalb. A person becomes far away from the dhikr of Allah, distant from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, until he becomes a notorious person. Then everyone makes dua that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, let this person leave us and send us a better leader. Become such a leader that people make dua for you to remain within them, for you to have a long, healthy life. Whether it is your wife and children, whether it is your employees, whether it is the society, for if you are the leader of your area and of your society. It is so important to understand these matters, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have, of course, the question which we asked earlier. We will come back to our discussion. There are more points to speak about Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Uthman Ghani radiallahu an, and many other Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan, how they led as leaders, why they became leaders, how people adhered to the commandments, despite them not having the rutbah and shan and shokat as the leaders of today would behave. And people, kings of this dunya would behave. They were also kings. They also led, but in such a way that even the leaders of that time were astounded to see their simplicity and humility. If you want to know more, inshallah, stay locked in tune with us until the end of the program. Let's move towards our question and answer session, dear viewers, whereas a question was asked, and now we're going to look forward to the answer. If I may repeat the question, what was the cost of purchasing the land for Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And now we're going to look forward to the answer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. According to history, according to established facts, dear viewers, it is stated that the land for Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was purchased for only 10 dinars. So yes, it was purchased for 10 dinars only. Allahu Akbar. And now what price can we put, dear viewers of Madani Channel? It becomes priceless because on that land rests the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is how time evolves. You know, time goes and the value increases. But when it was purchased in those days, it was purchased for 10 dinars. May Allah Azza wa Jalla take us all to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Zadahallahu sharfun wa ta'zima. Our dua is to go to Medina. Our desire and wish is to go to Madinatul Munawwara. And every ummati and every lover, wishes to go there. What is Medina? The streets of Medina, the shops of Medina. In fact, it is the Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about Ashabi Suffa, speaking about the Jannati Tukula. Hi, hi, hi. The Rodai Anwar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is Madinatul Munawwara? The poet says in his own language, in the language of love and muhabba, in the form of poetry, he says,
Kya batao, kya batao, ke kya Medina hai, kya batao, kya batao, ke kya Medina hai, kya batao, ke kya Medina hai. Bas mera mudda Medina hai. Bas mera mudda Medina hai. Kya batau ke kya Medina hai. Dil fida hai Madine wale par, dil fida hai Madine wale par, dil munawwar mera Medina hai. Dil munawwar mera Medina hai. Kya batau ke kya Medina hai.
Allah Allah. What is Madinatul Munawwara? To learn more about Madinatul Munawwara, one has to go to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara and see for himself. What is the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara? Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, coming back to our discussion. Yes, good leaders. May Allah Kareem make us good leaders, obedient leaders. Ki hum khofi khuda wale bane. Jab bhi hume leader banaya jaye, kisi bhi cheez ka. Agar aap masjid mein in charge hai, agar aap madrasa mein in charge hai, agar aap kisi jamia mein in charge hai, agar aap apne ghar mein in charge hai, if you are in charge in your business, at your working place, at any place you are made a responsible person. We are tested, dear viewers of Madani Channel, with a very big test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I want to present to you the leadership and the obedience and the unique andaz of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, who is also a leader. But Islam has given the world such leaders. Islam ne duniya ko is tarah ke leaders diye hain. Kis tarah ke leaders? Aap suniye. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, who is second to none, dear viewers. Such a personality, such an abstinent person, such a God-fearing personality from whose shadow even the devil would escape. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, in the middle of the nights, in the beautiful galis and streets of Madinatul Munawwara, he would parade and walk around in search of any person facing any sort of difficulty. This is the leadership Islam has produced. Is tarah ke leaders hue hain duniya mein ki wo gali galiyan jayenge sirf ye dekhne ke liye agar koi pareshan hal to uski pareshani ko hum dur karenge agar koi bimar hal hai. If there's somebody who is sick, somebody who is in need of something, I would be able there to assist. The entire day obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, they would spend the day in worship and serving the community, and at night as well, spending the night in worship and serving the community. When they would rest, Allah knows best. But this is the leadership of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, that one night as he was, you know, charging through the streets of Madinatul Munawwara with a companion, as he walked through the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, as he was walking around in search of any person who needs anything, he seen a lamp, a light, and then he understood that there was a person waiting in the tent, little tent with light. He goes there, he approaches the man and he asked him, what is the matter? I see at this part of the night, your lamp is burning. Are you in need of anything? And he says, yes, my wife is inside the room right now and she's in labor. You know, she's giving birth and I'm a bit stressed. my wife is giving birth and there are some support needed here. Having said whatever he had to say, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu heard him and he had no idea that whom he is speaking to is the Khalifa of the Muslims himself. The one who is communicating with is the leader himself. Ab baat jab ho gayi, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu heard about the situation. He said, just wait here for a moment, I will return. He goes with his khadim, he goes to his home and he asked his wife, do you want to earn some sawab and reward? The wife said, why not? And he says, here is a perfect opportunity. There is a woman who is in labor. She's giving birth. If you want, you could assist only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. She agreed immediately. She stood up. She said, well, let's move. They accommodated some eating stuff, some food items. And then together with that, they went. When they reached there, after seeking permission from the husband allowed for the wife of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu to go inside. As she goes inside to support his wife, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is now having a conversation with the husband. They lit the fire, they put the pot on the stove, they are cooking a meal. Here the food was cooked and inside the room, the wife of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mubarak, tell your companion that Allah has made him a father. When that person heard Amir al-Mu'mineen, the word Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was astounded to learn that the Khalifa of the Muslims, the leader of the Muslims is standing before him. When he had realized that the person who's cooking the food for him, the one whose wife came to assist inside, is the Amir al-Mu'mineen himself standing in front of him. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said to him, there is no matter. In fact, by dawn, in the morning, you should come to my place and I will fix a fee for your child. Subhanallah. How happy this companion rather than Islam. The point which I'm getting to is leaders are of this nature, that they would not care about themselves. They put their needs, they put their wants, they put their desires aside and they keep the needs of the public before them at all times. They fear least on the day of judgment when Allah Azza wa Jalla would ask them, how have you led the community? What type of a leader were you? They would give Allah Azza wa Jalla what answer on the day of judgment? They would fear this all the time because Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask every human. And about leaders, they will be subjected to more questions because they are leaders. Every leader will be questioned about his subject. Having heard this, they would always be abstinent. They would always be pious. They would never let piety leave them, the fear of Allah leave their hearts. They would always be absorbed into the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They would always keep their tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah. They would consistently fear Allah Azza wa Jalla because this is a key ingredient for a successful leader, that you fear your creator. There are many opportunities that come to leaders in the form of gunah and sins. Many opportunities come for the wrong. If the leader slips, the entire community would slip. The people that follow him would also might go astray. If the leader is straight, the community will be straight. Dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah Kareem make us good leaders. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us like the leadership of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even before his announcement of prophethood, subhanallah, what leadership and what skills he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses. Allah, 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 Allah. From the time before he announced his prophethood, and when the chiefs of Makkatul Mukarrama, those in charge of Makkatul Mukarrama, would have a debate as to how will the stone Hajri Aswad be fitted onto the corner of the Holy Kaaba, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used his leadership skills and showed them how to be humbled, how to be together with each another, how to lead the team when they all were fighting, that they wanted to be the first to be honored to take the Hajri Aswad, the stone from Jannah, and place it on the side of the Kaaba. When they all were debating that I want to be the one, I want to be the one, I want to be the one, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them and showed them how to work together by taking that stone, placing it on a shawl, and together they would go and place the Hajri Aswad on the Holy Kaaba. This shows the leadership skills of making people walk together, dear viewers. Don't leave people too behind. Don't go too further that they're unable to catch up with you. But be such that you take your community and you take your people together towards the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is so important for us not to fall for the traps of the devil. Therefore, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, to be a good leader, read the stories of our pious predecessors, how they conquered different countries in the world, how they have traveled abroad, how they traveled in the state of poverty, and how they became such leaders that even other leaders of the world accepted Islam because of following their leadership and seeing how unique and how simple and how humble they were in their action. This caused non-Muslims to embrace Islam. Islam had spread because of good leaders, because of pious and pure leaders, Allahu Akbar, who taught us, how to become leaders as well. So we are following their footsteps. May Allah forgive our sins. We should seek forgiveness from our parents, forgiveness from our family members for doing any wrong. And all the time we should seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, make abundance of istighfar, abundance of durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep reciting durood and salat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Stay good, be good, do good. And remember, this is the mission and the maqsad. And subhanallah, the aim of your fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I end on this note reminding you, this is the slogan of Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.